This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
4:15. Time to start your weekend off right with Archie's Famous Wings. You think Archie's has fish sandwiches on Fridays? I'm guessing yes. Mark, you into that stuff? Mark Cabali?
Yes.
Pat McAfee, Steelers insider in studio with us.
Big church fish sandwich guy.
I came late to that. Like, I didn't really like the smell or the taste of fried fish as a kid. And then two things interesting. I just didn't. I don't know why. Now I'm a big fan. But in the interim, before that clicked over, once I discovered sushi, those fish Fridays.
Are you trolling me?
No, I love sushi.
I think nobody likes sushi. It's just a cool thing to say you like.
Are you out of your
Who
mind?
Who in the world likes sushi?
Me, I love it.
You know how I like sushi? When you cook it.
Yeah, sushi's delicious.
Disgusting.
Disgusting.
You might as well go to, Get-Go and get their sushi.
All right, I'm going to go sushi.
Have you tried it?
I did. The sashimi place. I walked out...
Yeah,
hungry.
Sashimi and sushi are two different things.
Well, it's just, I'm not eating seaweed and raw fish.
Well, now you're just moving the goalposts
you
everywhere.
You definitely are.
You cook it up for me.
I also like sashimi, for the record. It's delicious.
Well, you like gumbo too, so.
Yes, nobody in the world likes gumbo either.
Not yours.
I can promise you I like sushi and just don't eat it because I want to fit in with
that
people.
And wine. That's two things. People pretend like they like wine more than they really do.
Another one I completely disagree with you on, but that's okay.
I've had great glasses of wine that were like one of the best, food or drink experiences of my life.
Nah. You're just trying to be cool. You're just trying to be cool.
He's trying to just blow up this entire conversation.
This disagreeable troll over here to my
Not
right.
Disagreeable. Trust me. You just want to be one of the cool kids. I eat sushi and drink wine.
The Washington Commanders released Jonathan Allen. Mike Tomlin used to rave about that Commanders front with Chase Young and Allen and all those first-round picks up front. Allen was also coached by the Steelers defensive line coach when he was at Alabama and was a huge, big-time player there. Mark, are you predicting that the Steelers sign Allen when free agency starts this week?
If there's one guy that they need to go after hard, it would be him. 30 years old. Now he has his choice to sign wherever he wants. That's the guy I think could be a difference maker on the – sort of a bridge type of guy, I think. He's not the young guy. You got Benton as the young guy. You'd have Hayward as the older guy, and Allen is the 30-year-old. Great guy, great locker room guy, still a good player. He was just a cap casualty there. I think they should be on the phone hard with him right now. You can almost, it'll cost you a little bit more, get rid of Ogunjobi and replace him with Jonathan Allen. Who in the world wouldn't do that?
Why hasn't Ogunjobi been cut?
Yeah, why haven't they made any of these moves people assume they were making?
Well, they very well could be, but they haven't announced them yet. I don't know. Or they're just waiting until they have to make them too.
Why is everything with them just so unbelievably cloak and dagger?
Yep.
Thank you.
Cloak and dagger?
No, that's a phrase nobody uses unless want to seem cool. I know.
No, I think wasn't that like a? I think that was like an Intellivision game back in the day.
You think that Allen's more likely than Hargrave to be that guy you're talking about?
Well, yeah, I think Allen's a lot better.
Hargrave definitely did. I was looking him up on like the PFF grids or whatever. He was oddly enough very bad against the run. They did not like him last year.
He was hurt last year.
I know, but even like the
Allen
little bit
was hurt
of time,
last year too.
The little bit of time he played, I guess he was not really himself.
Yeah, I think the 49ers would probably be interested in his as well. But you got to throw the wild card of Dunbar out there. I mean, I talked
that
to Jonathan.
Dunbar wild card.
Anytime honestly, you can pull that ace out of your sleeve and it's got Dunbar on it. It says Dunbar in all block letters.
I talked to Jonathan Allen maybe 3 or 4 years ago when I was doing a story on Dunbar, and he was raving about him, how much he helped him in college. And
do you play the Austin card on Slay?
No, I'm looking a little bit higher on that one. I'm thinking if you're going to go out there, I don't want Darius Slay. I want, you know, Byron Murphy. I want DJ Reed type of stuff. I'm not settling for Darius.
Fittipaldo thinks that's where the money gets spent with us. He thinks they could go $20 million corner.
I think that's where the big one's going to come from.
Why is that?
First, I need it. Second of all, it's such a hard to get a cornerback in the draft where they normally draft at. Those are normally guys that go top 5 or 10. You got to get lucky if you're going to get a Joey Porter if he turns out to what we think he might be in 32nd overall. So you draft and develop other guys. You go poach a cornerback, and I think that's either one of them. Murphy's going to be pretty expensive.
I mean, I just don't trust them to draft and develop young corners.
I think all those guys are going to be expensive.
Yeah, I don't think
I don't think Reed's going to be as expensive as Murphy.
I think they
were interested in Murphy in the draft.
They were.
Were they?
Yep.
So
that
I think
always
he went a little early, didn't he?
He
wasn't he a workout freak at the combine?
He went to Arizona. Usually portends picking up a guy when they have that great draft.
Oh, good. Yeah,
on him.
You'd go and look at the top 30 visitors from 4 years ago or 5 years ago and see who they bring in, and it gives you a little inkling of what they're thinking of who they might be interested in.
How many other teams do you think do that, where a lot of their free agent shopping list is based on who did we like 4 years ago, almost production or whatever be damned?
It's hard for me to say. I mean,
it just feels like another hokey Steelers thing that could often blow
up.
There's
not a lot of staffs and organizations.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Coaches have been around 18 years to have that Rolodex of saying, I can go back to 5, 6, 7 years ago when
Yeah, because most of the time when they don't win a playoff game for the better part of a decade, they all get blown out of there.
Mark, the Steelers talk to every team about a wide receiver and then never end up getting him. Christian Kirk goes to Houston yesterday for a song. They call the Seahawks about Metcalf, but that's apparently expensive. And he said, I want to go to a warm team with a good quarterback. So,
L.A.?
We're out there, I guess, if the Seahawks acquiesce to his wishes. So what are they doing, that receiver? Are they waiting until the draft?
No,
are they getting something done?
They definitely get something done here in free agency. There's a bunch of veteran-type guys. There's not going to be anybody there that's going to be a wow, at least who's available right now. I mean, you could look at guys like—
Give me a name you're
But hearing. Once again, even if you do look at these guys, even these veteran 30-year-olds— who are free agents are still 15, 16 a year.
Well, that's the going rate for if you think it's a quality number two.
Yeah. I mean, the Amari Coopers of the world.
My God, did he fall off a cliff?
Well, apparently.
You're bumming me out here every time you say that. Pony.
First of all, he's supposed to be an absolute wonderful human being. So that's a plus in this locker room.
His nickname is the Route Runner. Kind of a boring nickname.
And number two is apparently Buffalo was not interested in highlighting one wide receiver. Plus, I think he had a wrist injury last year. So, maybe not. I mean, Steelers tend to stay away now spending money on people who are hurt or who they thought
were. I think that's why they changed their mind on Kirk.
Well,
because he's coming off that shoulder injury.
I think it was, too. And I think that's why Ayuk has no shot. And I think maybe Slayton might be a guy. That's a guy that's going to be what?
Oh, my God. Mulsey just went from 12 to midnight with that one. Or
12 to midnight, huh?
6 to midnight.
What are we looking at? 45, 50? 3 for 50, maybe?
No way. Really?
Choir.
What was that? No. Oh, yeah.
What? You don't think?
I don't
like
know.
A bird.
You don't
do
think
not.
15, 16 for Slayton?
No, I don't.
I know they definitely inquired about him last deadline.
That seems a little rich even for my stated preference.
They inquired about him and the Giants.
Didn't want to trade him.
They didn't want to pull the trigger. And which makes no sense.
The issue here, here's what I have to do. I have to recalibrate how I react to these numbers because with the cap going up, these guys are going to end up being more expensive.
Yeah.
It's football inflation.
So if you think Slayton at best was like a $12 or $13 million player, he's actually like 16
right,
or 17.
Exactly.
Yeah, no. Photo guy tweets in, Kabali strikes me as a Salisbury steak mashed potato on a TV tray guy. Not exactly the palate you'd expect to be a food and wine critic.
Is that accurate?
I really haven't eaten a TV dinner in a while, if that's what you're
I think he was
to.
Just suggesting that you would make that for yourself or that would be made and then you'd eat it on a tray. I know what kind of house you built, though. The kitchen usually just looks right into the living room. You don't have to have a TV tray. You can see it from there.
TV tray. Yeah, I'm not allowed to go into the living area with food. I get yelled at.
How about what happened at linebacker here? We got finger wagged by Lolly on this. He said that with Holcomb coming back, that doesn't shut the door on Roberts. The more I thought about that, Chris, when he subtweeted us and passive aggressively name called us.
Yes.
What did he say? I need to hear.
We were like, you can't bring back Roberts now if you're redoing Holcomb's deal. Well, why wouldn't they want to bring back Roberts? He goes, yes, you can.
Here's what he knows that we don't. Nothing in the announcement of him coming back said what the Holcomb contract looks like now. So maybe Dale, working for the Steelers, knows that he's pretty much making veteran minimum.
That they really knocked him down a peg.
Right.
And that they have plenty of room to keep Roberts.
Well,
they
did keep him around last year knowing darn well that he wasn't going to play.
They love him that much, like Mr. Leader. I mean, Roberts was a really good leader and communicator, too, and he was a hammer for them.
Why are you making that face over there?
Yeah, what are you?
Because you're thinking about...
I was taught if you don't have nothing nice to say about somebody, don't say anything.
Holcomb gets after. Doesn't he get on media guys all the time? Isn't that one of his pastimes?
He's not a. He's not a favorite of
yours.
Not mine. I mean, I don't really care one way or the other. But He does not
he does
enjoy
not appreciate
us.
Himself to you guys, huh?
Nah. He doesn't. But, you know, he was good for 6-8 games.
Yeah, but he's coming off a huge injury.
Yeah, unlike the Sean. Where is much... that injury on the Sean Spence scale? Is it as bad as Spence's?
So. He worked out religiously on the field the last month and a half to 2 months.
All right, great. But, like, if you had a significant and serious knee injury, that might not matter how hard you work.
I mean, people
out.
Still bring up Devin Bush's injury as something that changed
like
his career.
Like an explainer for him.
Spence, I don't think, could move his leg. Didn't he have a drop foot or something?
Well, that's what I'm asking you. Like,
I don't think he has that.
If Devin Bush, your garden variety, straight-up ACL tear is at one end, and Sean Spence essentially destroying his leg is at the other end, like, where on that continuum does Cole Holcomb's injury fall?
I can only base it off of what I see him working out and practice on the field by himself and with the trainers, and he didn't look like he was laboring.
So okay.
I wouldn't say it was terrible.
All right, we have danced around the issue, though. Do you think that Roberts will be back?
I think they should bring him back.
Do you think they will? We all agree. Do you think they will?
Yeah, because I don't think that he's going to cost that much, first of all. And I think that Mike Tomlin likes to have that wild card of being the thumper, you know.
The Vince Williams.
Where you need to throw him in there against Derrick Henry at times, at the goal line at times. It's not going to cost you a lot. Great, great veteran presence in that locker room. He's old school. So it's not going to cost you much. Maybe you cut him if he at the end of camp, but I would bring him back. I know he wants – he said he wanted to come back.
He's the ultimate volunteer.
Oh, he's the ultimate. First of all, what he is the ultimate manly man football player. I remember him telling me one time about his kid wasn't tackling well. He has a kid playing football, so he went out and showed him how to tackle, and he was getting mad at him, yelling at him. This is how you do it. You got to drive him into it. I'm like, wow, that's cool. How old is he? He said 3. I like this guy.
Let's react to this story coming back too. A Steelers coach making a decision that changed the course of football history in the last month. That breaking news story is out there. Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them, southhillskia.net. Sean Myers has a headline, Kyle Dubas in a half hour, but first, the latest in sports with Sean.
With your fan headlines, this is...
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.